All right, guys, we're joined by Ron Capps, our champion in the Nitro Funny Car category this weekend, driver of the Napa Auto Parts Nitro Funny Car of the Don Schumacher Racing Team. His seventh win of 2017. This is actually his first win in the countdown as well. When Ron won the championship last year, he had no countdown wins. He would also assume the points lead. He does assume the points lead leaving this race. So with those factors mentioned, you did this once last year. You won the championship last year, so you understand what kind of that feels like. Is there more tension now than knowing what you have to go through to win this thing, or less because you've done it once?
Way more. I mean, I'm not sure how to answer that, because last year I had to have my car chief, Dustin, every round, just remind me, hey, before we started the car, he's the one that turns the starter over. I just said, just remind me, I'm supposed to be having fun right now. I've been doing this for 22 years, doing it for a living. Luckiest guy in the world, but you get so engrossed in what's going on, especially when a countdown starts, that you feel like, you know, there's 15 people standing, including a guy in a red shirt named Don Schumacher, standing behind your car every run, and you just don't want to let anybody down. So the pressure is, I can't even tell you, I don't want to complain, and I'm not complaining, but I just, you don't sleep, your stomach's twisted, at least for me, and I would like to think everybody else is. It's crazy. And last year we said we had to average semifinals, which we did. And we just beat them with consistency. And it was unique that we didn't win a race, and we beat them with consistency. I went out second round on a hole shot last weekend, and it was the worst week ever for me. You know, I wasn't super late. You lose on a hole shot, and you feel like it's all you. And first thing Tober said was, don't apologize. He said, I was apologizing to you Monday in Indy. We should have gave you a better car for the final. That's the kind of guys that we have. So with that being said, this week, I mean, I sleep 2 hours, wake up in the middle of the night, pick up my phone, look at the points, set it back down. It was just crazy stuff. And so the best part about last year is knowing that Fox Sports, that we could go back and watch replays of the race, and I didn't necessarily have to trying to live in the moment, you know, because sometimes you're sitting there, like I remember Vegas, we're sitting there, we're ready for the next round, and I'm looking around, and we're in the heat of this, we're leading the points, I'm about to win my first world championship, and I'm thinking, enjoy this, God, you should be enjoying this. And then you go, no, stop, you know, focus, you know, and then you're like, focus, and then you're like, but enjoy it, and it's just so difficult. So I love the fact that I can go back in my life and go back last year from September through November and watch it on TV and enjoy it from afar, because you couldn't in the moment. It's just incredible. I love the pressure. I'm better under it, but it's what we do. It's what we love to do. And, man, what a deal today. We fell behind a little bit, got lucky a little bit in the first round, but we feel like we make our luck. The harder we work, the luckier we get, for sure. And Tobler, he got after and kept chipping away, and you give him too many runs, and he will ice Toblery to death. And that's what he did today.
One last question before I turn it over. The qualifying pass, the 332-mile-an-hour run, was a bit of an eye-opener, because that's typically not your guy's style. So did Ron tell you that the thing was loaded for bear on that pass?
Well, you got to remember, we talk about teammates and cars. There's a lot of guys running the six-disc. All the Coletta cars, Jimmy Prock, he used to run it back over here in DSR. Our two teammates are running it. We still run the 5-disc, old-school 5-disc. And we did go to 6-disc, and it ran great about 2 years ago. And we were going to leave it in there, and he decided he could fix the problem he thought a 6-disc would bring running a 5-disc. So we're one of the few cars running an old-school 5-disc. And for him to go up there and do that, and it's not going to run big mile an hour, he might figure out how, but it doesn't matter. ETs win races, and it's so fun to see an old-school guy like that that did it with no money back in the day with Shirley Muldowney to roll up with a 5-disc and go toe-to-toe with these guys and beat him a lot of times. So it's going to be a battle, man. We won Bristol and Chicago. There weren't a lot of cars running great, but we knew they were coming. And right now, we've seen the funny car is as tough as it's ever been. And I know I say that every year, but my gosh, there's top to bottom. It's incredible. And two cars that didn't make the countdown with a chance to win. Great race cars. So it's going to be tough.
Ron, could you talk about getting the win here, your first here, and getting the points leading to Robert?
Yeah, I when he lost that second round, I didn't want to know he lost. And then somebody came up and told me he lost. And then my clutch foot was kind of shaking when I was holding. I'm like, there's a chance right here to go around him. And you wouldn't think, you know, doing this 22 years, that would affect you. But it's like match play in golf. You know, you know you got your opponent down and you got to make some ground. And, you know, it's about time to hit a 60-foot putt to take the lead. And that's what we felt like. Once we got that round, it just felt like we just kept grinding. But I got to tell you, I came here 95 as a Top Fuel rookie. and been coming here ever since and tried to get a win here. So this is, you know, this is 22 years trying to win here, and I love this place. And I've every year I've driven in here on Fridays and said, "I love you, I love you, I love you, Maple Grove, give me some love back." And I've always left here a little short, but finally.
Does that make this extra special now?
Oh my God, yeah. That's what I said at the other end. First thing, it's great. The points lead was secondary. The win in here to me was I know Tober's probably won here. Some of my crew guys probably have, and I never have. And so for me, it was this ecstatic feeling in the shutdown area.
It's big for you to win here, but you said you're not taking the trophy home with you, though.
East Penn, they make Napa batteries. We've had a relationship since the first time we came here. They have this huge dinner on Thursday night. Hundreds of people come out. I've gone to their plant. Anybody has, it's a city over there. They got their own zip code. It's crazy. And very loyal Pennsylvanians. And we've been coming here, and they've been every year grabbing my arm every day saying, "You're going to win this race this year." And, you know, we just haven't. So to finally win it, it's going to go right to their headquarters from here. The CEO's down here, and I'm going to hand it right over to her.
Could you hear her out there as you were going down?
Yeah. Oh, did I hear? No. I did hear a car. I didn't know. And Hagen, same thing. I could hear his car. I don't know about dragsters, but we're sitting back a little farther, so it's like a video game. You sort of hear something, but you can't see them, and it's a strange feeling because you're like, "Oh no," and you can't see them unless they're barely ahead of you. So you're glancing, you're glancing, you're glancing, and then I heard it go away. So I wasn't sure what happened. Strange though. I mean, I paid that guy a lot of money to hit that button down there right at 800 feet for both those cars. No, just kidding.
Congratulations, Ron.
Thanks, dude.
Hold on.
Thanks, man.